Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the tip-up town USA edition of the Grilling Guys. Barbecue Bob and I jumped in the rig and blew north. We are in the center of that great barbecue state we call Michigan. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the barbecue mitt of the universe. It's just like we say in the opener, man. Just look at a map of North America and look for that big old grilling mitt. And we are smack dab in the middle of that grilling mitt right now on one of the coolest lakes, Jop, of the state, right, of North America. Isn't Houghton Lake, doesn't it have some principles and some characteristics that are just so unique? I mean, like, I think the average depth is 8 feet, and the thing is miles and miles and miles across.
Great fishing up here. I tell you what, if you're downstate and you're listening to this, there's plenty of ice up here. At our hotel last night, there was dozens and dozens of snowmobilers in there. They're pulling their sleds right up to the hotel and just having a great time. We are in the winter wonderland of Michigan, and we're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, awesome. Dude, we got so much stuff lined up for today, and we're going to have to blow through it because, unfortunately, we only get an hour every Saturday. And, I mean, we need to protest this. We need, I got a lot to say.
Well, get on it, man. Get her going.
We're going to today have Stormy Cromers on sale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Out at the lake. Okay, we've got two boxes of Stormies. We're going to have a grilling demo. We're in the next segment, we're going to have Ron from Best Choice Market come on, and that's that place up here that I always talk about where you wait till you see it. We're going to go down there when the show is done. But so he's going to come on and tell us what kind of food he's bringing.
Very cool.
And the third segment, we're going to have Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing.
Oh, Barbecue Bob, you're taking care of me. We get out of town,
baby.
You brought
we
a brewer.
We can only drink coffee so long.
That's right.
I have a feeling now. I have not been to this place. I've just read the reviews and wanted to go. And I'm going to tell you that this is one of those little gems that you love to stumble across.
Right.
Not one of those mistakes.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're going to owe me.
I'm sure in some form or fashion I already do.
I had the funniest thing happen this week. I went down to Dallas and Houston this week, and I got on the plane in Dallas on the way home. And, when you travel a bunch, you get used to, like, counting the rows as you're walking down to your seat to see who you're going to get stuck next to. Or if you hit the jackpot and it's some little bitty lady, you know, who smells good.
Yeah, figured friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or this giant guy who's, like, going to snore and slap you in the face as he sleeps. Well, I get into my seat, the guy and I nod and do our pleasantries and whatnot, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, hey, I swear I've seen this guy before. Well, so we chat just a little bit and said, you headed home, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, I live in Allendale. And I go, Allendale, right. What do you do for a living? And he says, oh, I'm a consultant. I said, yeah, you live like 3 miles west of Allendale, don't you? He looks at me and goes, how do you know that? I said, I sat next to you like 2 years ago. We had the same conversation. We started laughing. His name's David.
What are the chances of that?
I know. What city are you in? What plane are you on?
Right.
I mean, it's just too funny to sit next to the odds. I have to call my son Jordan and have him run those numbers down and see what those odds are.
That's right. He's an actuary.
But it was great. Yeah. So, Yeah, it's funny.
I shot out to Vegas this week. I was at the real job, the one that pays better than this one.
We were out.
I'm in the contracting business. We went out to the International Construction Show in Vegas. Had a great time. But I tell you what, that city, I can't take more than 2 or 3 days. We got out there Monday afternoon and flew back Friday morning. That was enough, man. That was enough. The food is phenomenal out there. I ate some great grilled steaks, but dude, the prices is crazy. I mean, just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The average person goes out there, you better bring your wallet. And I mean, there were $60-$70 steaks, and it was like they're no better than anything we're going to be cooking today.
I guarantee it. They're not as good as what we're getting.
Right.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it is Tip Up Town. We are live in Houghton Lake. We're at UPS 98.5, broadcasting out of their fine studios, and we've got a stack of guests coming in the door, getting ready to come on the air. And we're going to go down and grill at the main stage at 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Our wives and girlfriends are with us. We've brought them both. That didn't come out so well. Anyway, I just brought my wife.
Okay, very good.
I've tried that before. And it's just going to be an exciting day. We get to grill outside on the ice, man. It's too cool. And there's lots of fishermen out. They just got enough ice to actually pull this thing off.
Yeah,
thank
sleds
goodness.
Were running around all over the ice last night on that. And we're on the south end of the lake on M55. Just pull into any gas station. They'll tell you where the big activities tent is. It's a big family day up here. This isn't all about drinking beer and barbecuing, but we're going to be doing some of that.
Yeah, if you're in this area and you're coming down 55 headed east into Houghton Lake, when you see the Rite Aid, take a left and head right to the water. It's just a block in.
Yep.
So you're right along the bottom of the lake this whole route. So
Barbecue Bob and I are going to be on stage at about 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, and we're going to be giving samples away. And we're doing a lot of stuff in the next segment. A couple segments from now, we're going to be talking with Ron from R&J, and he's going to break down exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That he's going to challenge Barbecue Bob and I with, because we're ready, but we're not really sure what he's going to bring. So we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we brought the big trailer smoker and the infrared, so we're in pretty good shape in that regard.
Yeah, you know, that's something we should probably talk about, is that, it was actually a kind of a mild night, but we're in the 20s up here today, and we're going to light up this big iron smoker. And we got to just talk a little bit about that cold weather grilling, because there's some special things we're going to have to do today to make sure that our cook is done at 1 o'clock.
You're not going to try and give our secrets away again.
I'm not. I'm just giving tips, not secrets. But we're going to light up that smoker, and really we're going to use the smoker today mostly as an oven to hold food. We've got, you can get a good temperature going in that, and we're going to light that thing up about 250. I think we're going to put some brats on it, and those will sit in there. They'll hold for 2 or 3 hours at that 250 degrees. We got to get them cooked.
Yep.
First, but
I brought some of that peach wood from the
Vander. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I lost the name.
Did it?
Yeah.
And maybe we should do the wrap live, since that worked out so well Saturday night.
Yeah, we won't go down that road either.
Yeah, we are going to be raising some money for, if this is your first time listening to the show. The Grilling Guys has a project going on now called Operation GI Barbecue. We'll talk about it in the fourth segment, but basically we're going to send a C-17 load of barbecue supplies to our troops. So we're raising money for that. We've got about another $6,000 or $7,000 to go, and I think we're around $50,000 now. So we're doing well. We haven't updated the website in the last month, but
yeah. And if you get down to the tent, we got some Stormy Cromers that got Operation GI Barbecue logo on them. 100% of those proceeds are going to be going to Operation GI Barbecue. They're a fitted hat. They're one of a kind.
What a day for a Cromer!
Oh, I know.
Oh, I have one on.
Yeah, exactly. Looks good on you. You got the girly Cromer on. What's going on with the white man?
Why don't you just sit on it? All
You've
right.
You got like 7 different Cromers, and you chose to wear the
this
pretty
is my
white
very
one today.
First one.
Right.
It is a ladies.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's a ladies, and I didn't know it when it was given to me. So,
don't tell me you had a big white coat that you
it's
wore with
pretty.
It.
It's pretty. Come on. Yeah.
That's
well,
crazy.
Dude, we got to wrap this thing up and take a little break and go get our first guest. So, what do you think?
Coming up next, we got Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing. Going to want to give this a try. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.